Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
I think I might have stumbled on the key to a successful marriage and love in general. Never saw this coming.
And you're about to give this like out for free? You're not going to charge?
This is what I do, Kristen. That's the ambassador of love.
Doing God's work.
Oh, save that. The man who's divorced and just got separated from his fiance.
There's been a couple, of assassination attempts on this ambassador.
I love you, mean it.
All right, so I asked this question online, and I am still absolutely floored by the answer because I have been very, very passionate about my opinion on this. And now I think I'm starting to understand the wisdom in it, and I might have to tweak it. When I asked this question online, I started getting DMs from people that have been married 25 years, 28 years, 21 years, 19 years, saying, we do it, we do it, we do it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So at the end of the day, the poll was probably, I don't have it in front of me right now, but it was like 70 said yes, 30 said no. And the question was, do you fart in front of your significant other?
I participated in this poll.
70% said yes.
Really?
30% said no. And for me, in a relationship, I put a high value on keeping the sexy. And to me, farting in front of somebody is not sexy. That part goes right away for me. Well, however,
some people have a fetish, though.
a fart kink?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bottle them up, right? And sell them.
They
and
sell them.
Buy them and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, people farting at other people's faces. There is a lane for that kink.
There's
Don't
no
Google
limit
it.
To these kinks, man.
I am Googling it right now. Okay, you're putting me in a totally different direction.
I'm
trying to talk about love. Yeah, you're talking about kinks,
yes,
man.
Yes, okay, that is a very, very, very small percentage here. That's
Thank
the
God.
Fringe. That's the fringe farters.
Thank God for that.
No wonder we got kicked off in Fort Wayne.
It's all coming together. Yeah,
it makes some sense now. It makes some sense.
Okay.
So, here was the wisdom that I started to digest in the DMs, right? That now I am starting to chew on. That if you're going to be with somebody that long, then you really should be able to do whatever you want in front of them, and you should be able to do it comfortably and still feel like you're going to get that unconditional love.
Be unabashedly you.
That, I understand the theory. I just don't know that I can buy into it. I didn't come from one of those farting families. Like, my dad didn't raise his leg, and he wasn't the guy going, hey, pull my finger, and then smelling up the living room. It was just not done in my house. So I don't come from that kind of family.
I do. Ironically enough, my dad was that guy, still is that guy. Will lift the leg, will fart on you, will think it's hilarious. I've always hated it, and I have never farted on or been farted on by a significant other in my life. I have no I'll do anything for love.
All right.
But I won't do that.
Maybe that's right, what Meatloaf was talking about.
I don't think that was it. All right, let's do, you did your poll on Instagram. A little quick studio poll here, and we're already going to know the answer. So, Bert, you've already said never farted in front of your significant other.
Not purposely, no.
No. All right, and your current status? Relationship status?
I'm not gassy.
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
No, you don't do it. Longest relationship you ever had?
4 years.
All right. I do, Bart and I, in love, 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie?
I do. 16 years.
Okay. Tommy, do you and Renee fart in front of each other?
I do. She does not.
Yeah, Tommy can't help that. That's, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but how long have they been together?
Forever.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this, because you asked my status, right? So mm-hmm. if you're just starting to date somebody, you are dating, which I would consider myself right now. How long was it before you started to get so comfortable that you were farting in front of somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember the moment when it happened, and we have a picture to commemorate it. It was my birthday dinner. We ate way too much. We hadn't taken a photo, and we were in front of the townhouse and propped up the phone, like propped up the camera on the hood of the car and took a picture of us, and Bart ripped one that smelled so bad.
On purpose.
Yeah, because, I mean, he had the bubble guts. Like, he just, because, you know, we had eaten so much or whatever.
And was there a warning? Like, hey, I just got to let you know, especially on the first one. Like, yes. I got to let you know.
Yeah, because,
it's,
I mean,
about to go down.
We were talking. There was going to be no intimacy that night because we had overindulged at dinner, right? So I wasn't getting no birthday booty or nothing. And he rips one. And I'd say that was 2 years into the relationship.
2 years in.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
I would say it was a couple years. I'm trying to think back to my relationships. The first one for me is always accidental. Like, it's like I'm falling asleep and it slips out and I'm very embarrassed, but it rips the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And then it's not like, I know I've joked about hotboxing Chad before because it is funny, but I haven't done that in years. And so it's not like I'm like, pull my finger. It's just, I will excuse myself, but sometimes they will just come out when we're together and it's not a thing.
Oh, we have just taught our child to pull our finger.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Man. Kids are a different story. I'll be like, boop, and
no, because that's where they learn it.
I know.
Exactly.
It's great. And then I blame it on them and they get upset.
Oh, I just posted this in my Insta stories. Jimmy tooted on me. I go, did you toot on me? He said, no, it's the puppies.
I was
instinct.
Taking the sweetest photo of Chad, my daughter Hazel, and my son Max looking at a fire they were building, and I'm like doing a little video, and Max turns and looks at the camera, goes, I farted.
Absolutely not.
Nah,
man.
No way.
It's never gonna happen.
Then you will never have true love.
I'll have to do without.
Me too.
Ain't happening.
The Bird Show.